Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, May 14th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday greetings to you, and thank you for taking some time to tune in. I surely appreciate you for doing so. And I also hope it's a great day for you wherever you are, and I hope you are putting your best into being your best. It's that formula that can usually produce some really great outcomes. Put your best foot forward, be the best you can be all you can be. You've heard it all before, so it must mean something. So if you happen to be feeling a little less than your best, I know that happens too. I hope you'll put some effort into pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and giving yourself a little push in the direction that can serve up some better destinations in life and work and play. And here's another tip. Don't wait for anybody to come and get you. Get yourself going and motivated and do all in your power to keep yourself going and to stay motivated. You know, it seems that all too often we look for somebody to come and fan our flame. And, you know, it's pretty cool if that happens. It does. But if no one does, trust me, nobody can fan your flame as well as you. So get the fan and watch how fast you will see the best in you breaking out. I promise you it'll happen, and you will probably surprise yourself as well. Well, my guest today is bringing his best to light and to life, and he is the founder and pastor of House of Prayer Ministries in Louisville, Kentucky, and most recently released a new book entitled Silent Cries from the Heart of a Man. We're going to talk about that book and dispelling the particular myth that men don't cry. He is author Theo Mackey. Welcome to my show today, to the Foxology stage, Pastor Mackey. So glad to have you here.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Yes, I'm looking forward to an insightful and enlightening conversation. I am particularly interested in this subject. I recently put out a series of PSAs myself for the purpose of connecting people to others who can help them from a professional level, and one of my PSAs was men do cry, and I thought it was so interesting when I got this information about you. I said, yeah, we definitely need to talk from that perspective, to hear it right out of a man's mouth who is willing to be, you know, open and honest and transparent about it. So I'm really excited to be talking to you about your book today. You know, let's get started by asking you a few things about your backdrop. I know you're doing some things in ministry. Why don't you tell us about that first? Because I know getting that calling is a pretty powerful and special one.
Yeah, I definitely love ministry and put ministry first. We started House of Prayer Ministries going on 11 years ago, and God is really doing some great things over there. I remember when God called me to pastor, asking him, you know, in prayer to just bless my ministry with people that were basically from my background. I remember specifically asking him not to send me anyone that did not feel they needed Jesus. You know, oftentimes mm-hmm. we'll go to church and we've been in church for so long that we think we have it all together. So I specifically asked him for people, you know, that were struggling with alcohol or prostitution or anything that, you know, other people have said, okay, you know what, we can write them off. We've done all we can do. So that's the group of people that we tend to like to work with over at House of Prayer. And we're a fivefold ministry. We just simply a non-denomination ministry. So I just simply believe in what the Bible says.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's not the well who need a physician, right?
That's right.
Well, I think that's awesome, and I think that you're reaching out to a community that definitely needs to be embraced, so that's absolutely wonderful. I'm wondering, though, when you were in position to meet that calling, were there any issues in your own life that maybe compelled you toward taking on such a mission in itself? I know sometimes some people come easy and some people have to be dragged into it. What's your story with that?
My story is a story of I've been drugged for a lot of years. Honestly, I knew I had the call on my life when I was about 13 years old, and I ran for a lot of years, and running took me through quite the journey, which I'm sure we'll get into, but anywhere from selling drugs to being a womanizer to being angry, just running. At the time that I acknowledged the call, I wasn't going through anything in particular other than the fact that I felt God to letting me know that I didn't have to come in. I didn't have to answer the call. I didn't have to be obedient, but I'd lived under his protection in disobedience for quite a while, and that he was going to remove that protection. And it was just time to come in. So there was no, I know a lot of times, people are going through, they got sick, so they answered the call, or they were facing jail time at that point, so they answered the call. It was just simply God letting me know it's time now.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? Hearing that, I bet over the years you shed a few tears, huh?
Yeah, definitely shed a few tears, which led me to writing some of the things that I wrote in this book, Silent Cries from the Heart of a Man. Shed a few tears, but long before I started crying outwardly, I would cry inwardly. Simply because, again, men are taught, or boys are taught at an early age, get up, you're a man, don't cry, act like a man, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this on radio, but being told, don't act like a punk, stop crying, don't whine, but, there are often times that, I wish that young boys could say, but I'm a kid, I'm a baby, I'm 2 years old, I fell down, I should cry. So we're taught against crying. So there were several points in my life where, I really, had I cried, I might have made a better decision. a lot of times bottling things up will cause you to make bad decisions.
Yes, for sure. And the other thing is when you say, the myth is men don't cry, and the other thing is if you do cry, you better not let anybody see you, and if you do cry, you better not be crying a lot. So it's
right.
It's so interesting to think about it, because you're as human as anyone, women who, I think it's certainly people when they see us cry, it's not as unusual, and we tend to get a lot of sympathy, empathy, and, concern and all of that. And you men are going through exactly the same thing. You fall in love, you break up, you have people that you love that you lose, you get hurt, life changes, all kinds of things hit you in exactly the same way, in exactly the same manner. Your heart's no different than ours.
That's right.
Just this paradigm that's been set up. And, you mentioned little boys, but as men, I don't know how we can change the psychology or change the paradigm on how people think, but just like you just explained, bottling up those things can be the outward behaviors from that, you can almost understand why there would be frustration, anger, and acting out in certain kinds of ways as well. So I think it's a very daring perspective that you're taking, and certainly, I believe it's one that can help a lot of people. How is it that you are seeing that your book is going to help other men feel more comfortable with their intimate emotions?
I think that it's going to take time, but some of the ways that I've noticed is when I would speak with young and old, one of the conversations I've had most recently was with a young man that was just out of prison. And when I started to explain the concept of silent cries and why we tend to cry silently, you know, his facial expression changed. And he said, "Pastor, you hit it right on the head." I think that sometimes when you have been told that you should not do something for a long time, that it will take a man that is not afraid to cry to give you permission to cry, if that makes sense. Sometimes we're just looking for someone to say, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel hurt and to feel that emotion. Because when you grow up and your uncles are saying, don't cry, my earliest memory would be my dad. We would wrestle and my dad would pinch the back of my leg. I was probably 4, and if I cried, he would call me a cream puff. You know, so I'm wondering how many young men or how many older men out there have those same type experiences, and they just need someone to say, hey, it does not make you weak when you cry. But as well as I talked to an older gentleman, and we were talking about the book. It was ironic because I was out in the country and I happened to have the book, and I wanted to take a picture holding the book with this pony that he had on his property. And when he asked me about the title, I started to explain it, and he said, I'm living that right now. This older gentleman had lost his job and his wife was sick, and he was finding it hard to provide for the family, but he had to bottle all those emotions and those feelings in to be strong. And it was eating him up.
You know, it's just a prevalent theory that we're going to have to try to keep busting that myth, because it's hard on you. And I know that. That's why I put that PSA out. I know that it's hard on you, particularly, you know, I think about how many times have we heard our parents say, you better not cry. Don't cry.
I'll give you something to cry for.
And, yeah, exactly. And so we get those messages, and they are, for most of us, you know, what we've come to know, you know, over the years of growing up, both men and women, you know, as children, we heard that so often. So there's a lot that has to, you know, penetrate that. I'm sure this happens, though. Your book is Silent Cries. Does that mean that the times that men do feel that level of emotion or have to have that level of release, that it's usually out of the view of others, or are they just crying even in private, or does that mean that there is a private, more secluded time that you do actually release tears? What are your thoughts on that?
Silent cries, from where I'm writing, is exactly silent cries. When men don't even give themselves the permission to cry in private. Being a pastor, I've done several funerals or memorial services where I've talked to men of mothers that have gone on, or fathers that have gone on, and they say, well, you know, I didn't cry. You know, I haven't cried. And some of that is, again, because of what we've been taught. We think that we shouldn't cry about this, but we're crying on the inside, and it manifests itself in a lot of different ways. So it's easy to pinpoint. When you've lived it, it's easy for me to see, okay, you're not angry because of what's happened. You're angry because of what's bottled up. And then the other side of that, as you mentioned, I can remember not crying in front of anyone. I would get in my car or go to my room and cry, and then try to get everything back together before anyone knew that I had been crying. Because I didn't want to be looked upon as, you know, being this weak man that's just, you know, I had a young man that, or a young lady came to me that she had been explaining the book to this gentleman she worked with, and he asked the question, what woman wants a weak cuss word man that's crying? You know, so, you know, I can just imagine he's not going to cry, you know, outwardly in front of anyone.
It's unfortunate. That's all I can say. But I know that this book is a first step toward again, ministering to men regarding this issue and setting them free. You also are thinking you're going to, or you are in the process of planning workshops that men can attend?
We have a Silent Cries workshop that we would love to come out and share. Another workshop that we're working on is I'm Not Angry, I'm Hurt. And then another workshop is You Will Recover. And those are all workshops that we would love to come out with, you know, and come to any listener's area and bring it to the men, as well as the other side of that is, you know, the women, when men don't cry, a lot of times women don't understand that they're hurt. You know, so we would love to bring that workshop and share it with even some of the women so that they understand that he's not pushing me away because he's not interested or he's no longer attractive. He's hurt and he doesn't know how to express it because no one has taught him or given him a release to be able to express it.
I'd like to ask you, have you ever had the experience of crying in front of a woman other than your mom, where the response was the typical one? I'm wondering, and maybe you can help us on this, how do you need women, adult women, to respond to your emotions in that way? Now, I have my thoughts, not because I really don't know, but I would like for you to share what you think would be most helpful, something that you might share in your workshop for a woman. First of all, to let them know that he's hurting just like your heart hurts. So what does the woman do then? Because we have not been conditioned or taught how to respond to that other than what you just explained of how, you know, that's a weak man that cries. You know, what would you want with a weak man when that's just absolutely not the deal? So what would you say, or have you had the experience of being that vulnerable in front of a woman, and what happened?
One particular incident, yes, I have, and one particular incident that comes to mind is my daughter, who is now 18, about to be 19. 19 years ago when she was born, her mother had three seizures like a week after. When I walked into the house, she didn't recognize. She thought I was her dad. That's how bad the seizures were. And she'd never had seizures before. So after we got her to the hospital, and now I have a newborn and I have my two other sons that are in the house, and honestly, not knowing which direction to go, and I'm calling her family to explain to her, to explain to them what's going on. And everything happened so quickly that it became overwhelming. And while I was on the phone speaking to one of her family members, I began to cry. And they got angry at the fact that I was crying, and they yelled, "Why are you crying?" Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, my daughter's mother just had three seizures. She doesn't even know who I am. And this is a person that is brilliant. Mentally, she has a master's degree, she's, you know, cool and things of that nature. And I'm thinking, for you to go from all of these things to not even recognizing your child's father, that's big. And I have a newborn that I'm trying to figure out, how do I handle this and make sure that she is okay? And I thought that I was okay to cry on the phone with this family member, but they became angry. And they asked, "Well, why are you crying?" Now, my reaction to that was typical of a man that is not afforded that opportunity to cry. I became angry back. You know, so now in the midst of all that I was going through, I have this heated conversation. And it just kind of added insult to injury to me. The way, you know, the second part of your question is how would, you know, we want a woman to respond. The same way, like you said earlier, we're the same. We have the same emotions. Our heart hurts. You know, we get overwhelmed. And even though we don't like to admit it, we're not supermen. We can't really, for long periods of time, carry the weight of the world without it affecting us. So, you know, it's nice to have someone that understands it's okay for you to cry. It's okay for you to feel overwhelmed. And it's okay for you to feel discouraged. And that reaction, that, and I'm going to just put it out there and speak for the majority of men, I believe that we would love to have that woman that would say, it's going to be okay. Let me pray with you. You know, not, well, just stop crying and whining about it and get out and do something. So that would, to me, be the response that I would welcome. It's going to be okay. You know, we've been here before. You've been here before. And it's okay. You know, extend that arm. You know, embrace that person, allow them to get it out their system, and then encourage them to take some more steps forward. Things will work out.
And depending on the relationship, I mean, an embrace, you know, just allowing you to have that shoulder, literally, to cry mm-hmm. on, I think mm-hmm. is very, very important to say. I know there are a lot of things I know that I talk about on this show and people share on this show that we're just not usually told or taught or have seen even as far as relationships or interpersonal communications and all of that. And so, again, what I just said may not be the usual response. However, all I can think of is when you're looking at a little boy, your child, or you know, even a teenage boy, if we're the mom, you know, we're the woman in their lives, the first thing we want to do is put our arms around them and let them, you know, get that out mm-hmm. or try to offer some kind of comfort. And I just don't believe it's any different for you as grown men. And that's why I'm kind of probing you for sharing that. And you did that so well. And thank you so much for being as open and transparent about that. I think that's going to really shed some light on a lot of issues for many people. What I'd like for you to do mm-hmm. right now, I know you've got some plans with the book, and why don't you share that, anything that you've got coming up. And I know just hearing what I've heard today, there may be people who would really love to hear you come and speak over into that area of what your plans are for the book and any tour coming up.
We are currently working on setting up some dates with several locations. We've not secured them yet, so I really don't want to mention anything, but we're definitely taking on dates and open for any date to tour this book. I also currently have a CD that will be released in August, and it's entitled the same thing, Silent Cries from the Heart of a Man. It's a gospel CD, so we're currently taking dates. Anyone that would love to come, bring us to the area, we'd be humbled to come. They can just go to theomackey.com and send out the information, and we'll definitely get back to them and come out and share. I think it's a powerful message. It definitely needs to be out there, and definitely in the schools. If we can get to the young guys, to these young boys, and teach them that it's okay. I've done some work with one of the elementary schools here, and some of these boys have already starting to be angry because they don't feel like they should be able to should cry. So definitely I would love to come out to your schools, workshops, conferences, and share this message.
Inside your book, I know there must be one or two, I'm sure they're all your babies, but I know there must be one or two that are your favorites. Anything particular you feel that really is to the message of the day that you'd like to share? And I encourage you to read one of them if you'd like to.
Yes, there is one that is, I believe it's page 75, and it's entitled "You Might Just Save Their Life." That I would love to. And the message behind that particular piece is more like what you do. You love to encourage. And the reason why it's entitled "You Might Just Save Their Life" is because we always encourage, and people don't understand that even the encourager gets empty sometimes. So I'll definitely share that one with you.
Okay.
If you like.
Yes. Please do.
You just see their smile, strength, courage, determination, and their ability to encourage others through a battle. But take the time to encourage your encourager. You might just save their life. You just see them pick themselves up after falling, refusing not to go on. You just see them chasing after people to love and to assist, praying for them to succeed. You just see them believing in the best, even when people turn their back saying, it's you I no longer need. But take the time to encourage your encourager. You might just save their life. You just see them love, support, give until it hurts, loyal to a fault, they'll never quit. They show you time and time again that they have your back, no worries. With their last breath to you, be encouraged. But take the time to encourage your encourager. You might just save their life. You call them mother, father, brother, sister, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, pastor, my friend, and you're close but can't see that they're losing this fight. Losing this fight, you ask, and you laugh inside in disbelief, saying to yourself, they've always been strong. But take the time to encourage your encourager. You might just save their life. In the middle of prayer, Lord, send me someone to encourage me. Their heart is heavy and their mind is full. But take the time to encourage your encourager. This time you might just save their life. And again, that piece
that
is because...
Awesome.
Thank you.
And I think that just might save some lives. I think that the message of the show today will help a lot of lives, and I'm surely appreciative for you sharing again. And I do thank you for your transparency. Tell people where they can get your book, Pastor Mackey.
They can log on to, again, theomackey.com. We're working on getting Amazon up and running as we speak. I have some working on that. But they can definitely log on to my website, theomackey, at theomackey.com. And they'll get it.
Okay. Well, I will make sure that I add that website to the information that is on the radio show page for your interview today. And again, I just thank you so much for sharing and encourage you to keep it up. I'm excited, and I'd like to talk to you again a little further down the road just to get an update. And it kept coming to my mind that there might be some opportunity to connect as far as the type of workshops. I'm in the thought process of getting several people together who I feel are offering some powerful workshops, and I think that this might be an ideal part of that. So I'll be talking to you again as well. And again, thank you, and keep up the great work. I'll be back in touch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right. You too, and enjoy your day. And I want to thank all of you as well for tuning in today. That was really a very exciting, very encouraging show, and I hope that you will have gotten a lot of takeaways from that. It's an interesting perspective that we take on a lot of things in life, and sometimes it's just inaccurate, and sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes we forget to change how we think and feel about it, and this is one of those things that we might want to embrace, take a closer look at, and see how it can help us and the people we love and our families and those we come in contact with daily, like at school and in church and work. So I thank you for tuning in today, and I do hope that you were able to get those takeaways from this conversation as well. Again, it was Pastor Theo Mackey, author Theo Mackey. The name of his book is Silent Cries from the Heart of a Man, and you can find that at www.theomackey.com. Thanks again for staying in touch with Foxology. Please share with your friends that I'm doing some enlightening, empowering, and exciting conversations for you. They are just for you, really special, especially for you. So share that with your friends. And in the meantime, I want you to have an amazing day. Take care of yourself. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.